Welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 11 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltaka. Thanks for listening in. In this episode, we will talk a little bit about some CCFR news. We'll chat with Tracy Wilson about the ridiculous ECOS poll. And we'll talk about the interviews that we did to dismantle the misinformation being pushed around by the mainstream media out there. Last and most certainly not least, we are going to make our bombshell announcement, and I have a special guest coming on to help me break the news. So once again, we've got an action-packed episode for you all, and we'll get started right after this. Hey everybody, it's Rod Giltaka from the Canadian Coalition for Firearm Rights. We get a lot of people in our Facebook group asking about gun laws and regulations, and there's always a wide variety of answers to be had. But what if you had the ability to ask any legal question, whether about guns or not, and have an actual lawyer answer it? You can have a resource like that for $16 a year with the CCFR's Legal Advice Plan. No joke, man. $16 gets you unlimited legal advice over the phone when you need it from a certified, fully qualified lawyer. Don't take a chance by acting on unreliable advice when it comes to the law. You can buy this plan by clicking on the insurance tab at www.firearmrights.ca, and you're helping fund the CCFR at the same time. It's a great way to get solid advice when you need it and join in the fight for your own ability to own and use firearms. Once again, click the insurance tab at firearmrights.ca, and thank you for your support.
And now, a CCFR update.
All right, everybody, we're back. I've got Tracy Wilson on Skype. How's it going, Tracy?
Hey, Rod. Good, going well. How you doing today?
I am squeaking by. So I'm sure everybody's aware that there was this crazy ECOS poll out there last week. And of course, the poll itself was a waste of time. They're asking people questions that are based on opinion that have very far reaching impacts on millions of Canadians' lives. And of course, when it comes to gun control, most people they'll express an opinion because everybody wants their opinion to be heard, but they really don't know anything about the topic. So I'm not sure what was trying to be achieved other than try to set the table in case the Liberal government wanted to come out with some gun control changes for December 6th. But that came and went. I'm not aware of any changes. So the one thing I thought would be interesting was to have Tracy come on and talk about interviewing, because, and I'll set this up and I'm gonna let Tracy kind of give her impressions, but I know, because before I ever did any radio interviews, I used to sit back and I'd say, oh, you know, they should have said this, that guy, oh, I should have answered this, and, you know, a better answer would have been that. And it's a whole different situation when you're actually there doing the interview. It's far more difficult than anybody thinks it is. Go ahead.
Oh, 100%. I know, I'm very good at crafting, you know, my words in writing, right? And you've always got that opportunity to go back and edit or add things, you know, when you think of something later. Well, you don't have that same opportunity in a live recorded interview. And I find, you know, what I've learned over the last little while, I'm by no means an expert. So this actually is pretty, you know, it's a pretty raw opinion, but it's really relevant, because I find when I'm trying to respond to these, you know, to the questions during an interview, which, first of all, you have no idea what they're going to be. You might have an idea of topic, but it can go anywhere, as we've seen. Is there sort of two different types of responses, like two elements in crafting your responses? You've got to, you know, the first one is be conversational. You've got to be able to speak to them and be sort of, you know, quick-witted and, you know, have intelligent things to say. The other part of that is being able to squeeze in your facts, right? You want to include your data, your stats. You want to deliver some truth to combat the emotional type responses that we see from the other side. And I find that in itself is sort of difficult, because I know what I do is I prepare some talking points around whatever the topic is that we're going to be, and hope that I can get some of them in. Now, I know full well I'm not going to get all of them in, but, you know, I sort of have those points written out. I have a few stats written out. I always make sure to put the host name in big letters at the top of my talking point sheet, because I think it's really important to keep it, you know, personal and use their name. And then the other thing I try and do, which I'm really going to put some effort into practicing that, is the ums and ahs and the types of stalling. I say, you know, I say that a lot. So when I listen back to these things, of course, we're all always really critical of ourselves. And I often see the comments, you know, people are grateful and thankful and, you know, they love that we're doing this stuff. But, you know, sometimes there's some, you know, criticism about how we do it. And I take all that in. It's all a learning experience. And I, you know, we just try our best to craft some, you know, logical, fact-based, data-driven answers in a really rational manner that we don't, you know, we don't sound like we're letting our emotions run off with us.
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's extremely difficult, actually. And I did a couple of interviews for this Ecos poll thing. And I was super happy. I mean, I thought they were the best interviews I have ever done. And I still listen to them and go, well, there's a lot of people a lot better than than me at it, you know. And it actually reminds me, I this was a long time ago. I think probably like 6 years ago, some radio show in Winnipeg had found me just as a firearms instructor. And they called me up and this lady said, hey, would you be willing to come on and talk about the situation in Winnipeg where Winnipeg police had, I guess it was some guy and he was pointing an airsoft AR-15 at police and they didn't shoot him. But there was some discussion about how dangerous that is, you know, come on and tell us the difference or how somebody would recognize what an AR-15 looked like, a real one or an airsoft. And it was probably the worst interview in radio history. It was so bad because you're so nervous. I had no experience too, right? And I'm, you know, I still get nervous, right? But I was so nervous, I didn't answer a single question. I was off in the weeds the entire time. I listened to it once, felt so bad about it. I just got rid of it, never listened to it again. And, you know, that's the thing. And you're listening on the phone, you're trying to understand what the question is. You're trying to get your facts, right? Making sure everything you're saying is accurate. And then all the while with the idea in the forefront of your mind that every single word you say is irrevocable. Like it's long gone. By the time you say it, it's not coming back. So
that's the thing. Once you put it out there, it's gone, right? You can't pull it back. I know I sort of got really jammed into this whole interview thing after the Gun Goddess story came out. And I think I did, I don't know, 7 or 8 interviews in a row. And the first one, I remember you called me immediately after and I answered the phone, you know, Wilson, and you said, choo-choo. Train wreck, right? Like it was terrible.
And did I say that? I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. But and it absolutely was a train wreck. You're 100% right on that. So yeah, we did a bunch more interviews after that, you know, over the next few days, and you could see progressively how I was improving. And you know, since then we've both come a long way. But I think it's, you know, there's a lot of value in getting out there and being on top of these things. You know, today we were speaking in the car, actually. Excuse me. And you said something to me that sort of stuck in my mind. And we were talking about your audio clip that you did. You can find it on the Facebook like page. It's a YouTube video, but it's an audio clip of you sort of dissecting Wendy Sugier's interview.
Deconstructed.
And you said, yeah. Right. So you said that I hope that people find some use in that because, you know, it's great to sort of dissect these things. The facts are on our side. And I'd like to create a whole bunch of little rods out there. And I thought, here's the key. For decades, we've sort of had these faceless, appointed voices speaking on our behalf. And we usually have no clue what's being said. And we just assume the work's being done, right? So now we've sort of transitioned to advocacy where gun owners now have the tools, the ability, and even just from listening to interviews, the training to advocate for themselves. This is a whole new dimension, and you're going to have millions of voices out there, you know, sort of delivering the same types of messaging. So I think it's invaluable to do these interviews and to share them with the members and just with Canadians in general and get these facts out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people have the ability to engage and debate at a lot higher level if they take a little bit of time and kind of study the topic. As far as creating a bunch of little rods, I don't think that would be beneficial for anyone.
Well, you know what I mean. Just, you know, people who are delivering a rational message that's totally, fact-based yeah. and data-driven and not, you know, we're not out there with this, you know, emotional train wreck of an argument.
Well, that's so. that deconstructed thing that I did, I wasn't sure that would be of use to anybody because I did that impulsively, right? I heard the interview. I'm like, there's a lot wrong with that thing. It's not really an official CCFR thing that I did, but I just thought I was inspired to do something. So that's what I did. So if people find value in that, that's great. I'll be a little bit less emotional next time. Because I think I called her position disgusting. I do believe that, well, though. That's actually true.
Well, it is a little disgusting, right?
It's deceptive.
It's completely ineffective as far as making Canada safer and, you know, typical gun grabber logic. So,
yeah. Cool. Now, there's something going on. The Gunny Girl calendar is out. What's the story with that?
Yeah, so we've got the calendar out for sale. Now, it is a 13-month calendar. So, you know, go ahead and purchase it now. Don't wait for the year to kind of, you know, turn at New Year's. You can purchase that now. So we decided we wanted to sort of do some promotional events surrounding this calendar. And we just thought it'd be a lot of fun. It's a great fundraising initiative for the women's program. And we got together with SFRC Ammo Source. So that's one of our business members out here in Ontario. And Ryan and his wife, Marcy, who happens to also be a calendar girl, have been a huge supporter of the CCFR in general, and especially the women's program. So what we're going to do is we've made an event called the CCFR Gunny Girls Invade SFRC. So Ryan's got a huge store out there. He's recently expanded. It's a beautiful retail location. I believe he's got some gunsmithing going on there as well. He's carrying the new NEA or BCL 102 that everybody's going crazy for. He's got a ton of SKSs. Anyways, he is allowing us to come into the store on Saturday between 12 and 3. We're going to have probably about half the Gunny Girls. I think there's 5 or 6 of them coming. So we're going to have them, the two Kellys and I, Kelly Lynn and Kelly Kincaid from the women's programming division, that we're all going to go, a bunch of volunteers, a bunch of these girls, and we're going to go have a calendar signing. And we thought this would be a great opportunity for people in the area to make a road trip, come on into the store, you can pick up your calendar, save the shipping and taxes. We're going to be selling them right on the spot right there. You can get the girls to sign their months if you want. If you want to get a picture with all the ladies, you can do that too. I'm going to have memberships on hand. So, you know, a lot of people aren't familiar with how to sign up online. You can just come and see me and we'll do it in person. I'm going to have stickers and lanyards to give away. And if you buy your calendar at the store on Saturday, you will get 10% off your purchase at SFRC that day. So if you've had your eye on something special for Christmas, now's the time. So guns, girls, discounts, calendars, swag. What more do you want, right?
Yeah, what more is there?
Yeah. What more is there to life? So
awesome.
Yeah, so come on out and see us at FSRC on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I always appreciate everything that Ryan's done for the CCFR and for gun owners in general, and he does a lot. And SFRC, I've got a little surprise for them to see if they're interested, but I've got an opportunity for them to get to a little bit more to the forefront with the CCFR because of how much Ryan has supported us. So big thank you to Ryan for that.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, he's been a great partner.
Yes, he has been. Okay, well, we're going to leave it there for now. I'm going to go to a quick break, and I'm going to come back with the big announcement that I've been teasing everybody with right after this.
The UN marking regulations coming into force in December 2018 will do absolutely nothing to improve public safety or reduce the criminal use of firearms. Everyone in the government knows this, yet they're still going forward with it. This regulation will, however, raise the average price of a firearm $100 to $300 and create a de facto long gun registry. Let Canada's politicians and bureaucrats know they do not have your consent. Stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms. Donate now or become a member at www.firearmrights.ca.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's time to make this huge announcement, and to help me out with that, I've got Jeff Coyle from YLTV. So I'm going to have Jeff introduce himself to you, and we'll continue on after that. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Rod, thanks for having me on today. My name is Jeff Coyle. I am the Director of Sales and Sponsorships for Wild TV, as well as I have the pleasure of being a co-host on one of our network shows called The Edge and The Edge Abroad that we're launching here in 2018.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you being with us. And why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what the big announcement is?
Oh, you're giving it to me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell everybody that I'm super excited to be here. This is something that we've been talking about within our own network now for quite a few years, and it's something that I wanted to get going in Canada because it's something I feel strongly about, I guess. And we are going to introduce the first shooting show to Canada this coming year in 2018. And our partner, we partnered with you guys, CCFR, and it's a pretty exciting thing that we're doing, I think, in Canada. I think the U.S. has had this on the go for quite a few years now. I know we've had a lot of great viewers that have been out there that have followed along with some of the U.S. shows, and we felt it was about time that Canada had its own show.
That's awesome. So the CCFR is going to have its own show in partnership with Wild TV. So really great. So a couple of things I wanted to cover is number one, why is this a big deal for gun owners? And you know, as Jeff said, this has never been done in Canadian broadcast history, a show exclusively dedicated to sport shooting and the myriad of sports that that Canadians engage in, so activities other than hunting. And the reason why this is such a great thing for gun owners is there's all of these sports, they've never been in the forefront, they've never been in the mainstream, and that's one of the reasons why non-gun owning Canadians are so disconnected with what's really going on with the 2 million plus licensed gunners in Canada. So this is going to go a long way in our PR battle.
I think it is for sure. You know, when you take a look at it, I was looking at some stats recently, and, you know, as you just said, we have over 2 million registered gun owners here in Canada. And what's interesting is the most sought after animal that is hunted is the white-tailed deer. And last year in Canada, there was just over 1 million tags sold. So when you look at that, many of these hunters are definitely hunting in different provinces. So some of them are hunting one, two, or three. We have a very large gamut of people that are into different things that aren't hunting. And for me, that's been a focus of my attention for the simple fact that there's so many great competitions and different sport shooting events across Canada that most people aren't even aware of and I think would really enjoy if they were.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll even add to what you said when it comes from the advocacy point of view is that if you look at a network like Wild TV and you look at all the shows, I was actually on there last night, and you look at all the shows dedicated to hunting and precisely zero to target shooting in Canada. There's some U.S. based shows for target shooting and defense and stuff, but yep, Nothing in Canada. And one of the symptoms that I see just in my work in advocacy is that you have a lot of people that are hunters, a lot of people that cherish their ability to own and use firearms, cherish their ability to hunt, cherish their ability to keep their firearms at home, to have minimal regulation, but they don't understand what's going on with all the other Canadians that have black rifles and handguns. And there's actually a disconnect even within the firearms community. And this is going to go a long way to hunters and non-restricted firearm owners to go, you know what, I have brothers and sisters out there that are being attacked through regulation and they're not shooting anyone. You know, I need to be more aware of that and stand up and protect my own rights. And I'm hoping that that disconnect can be overcome using the show.
Well, I think that's a great point. And, you know, when it comes to firearm advocacy and all of those things, I think CCFR does an amazing job with that. My hope with bringing something like this to the forefront and being able to show, because it's not only going to be viewers watching this that all, of course, have guns and are part of some of these events or hunting or whatever that may be. I'm hoping that this gives knowledge to people and shows people some of the exciting things that you can get involved with out there to have them go out and get their own PAL. And, you know, I think through this show, we're going to be able to help people with knowledge and have a lot more people going out there to get themselves registered so that they're able to also join in on some of these events.
Yeah, to grow the sports. Yeah,
that's right.
Very, very exciting. And that's a huge opportunity to grow these sports. Let people know that a lot of these sports even exist. And in the show, we're going to go across Canada and cover, you know, IDPA, IPSC, three gun, multi gun, steel challenge, you know, skeet shooting, trap shooting, cowboy action, you name it. And I think that there's big opportunities for people to see that these types of sports are accessible, even in their own backyard. So there might be somebody in Newfoundland that goes, there's cowboy action down at that range, you know, that I drive past on the way to work every day. So yeah. I think this could go a long way. So anyway, so some dates real quick. Filming starts in February and we're hoping to air in July. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're going to start airing in July. Obviously we'll be finishing up filming towards the middle of August. But our first shows are going to start airing in July of 2018, which, you know, just to jump on top of something else that you said there, as far as the different sports that we have, we're coming into an Olympic year, and you've got the biathlon in the Olympics, and a lot of people look at that as something that only special people get to be involved with, but this is an opportunity that's open to everyone that's out there.
Mm-hmm. There's so much to do, and actually I'm living proof that there is, that the shooting sports is so huge that someone could be so involved as I am in advocacy and shooting and instructing and training and all that stuff, and yet had never gone hunting. So we tried to
rectify that this year with you, but we're gonna get you out there next year.
We did try to do it. I've been all over the place, but now I'm not going to mention the working title we have for the show itself, because we're not sure we want to go with that one. So I will mention this, that if anyone that's listening has an idea to name this show, we want it to be connected with Canada at some point. We didn't want to call it, shooting sports. We want to have Canada or Northern or North or something associated with it, and to the fact that it's exclusively about shooting sports. So if anyone has any name ideas, please email them to us at info@firearmrights.ca, info@firearmrights.ca. And you said we would even put a show credit in the show at the end of the show. Didn't you say something like that, Jeff?
Well, I think that's only fair, right? If someone's going to come up with a fantastic name for a show such as this, that they should be included in some way, shape, or form. And I can't think of a better way than including their name as a part of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything else? Any other comments before we wrap it up?
At the end of the day, I've got a lot of comments that I could make. I think for this, it's kind of a dream come true for me. And, I was super excited when the CCFR wanted to entertain some thoughts from this little old guy down in Alberta here. And, it comes down to teaching people that there's more to this industry than just hunting. And, the format of this show is going to be kind of an infield talk show, basically exploring all of the different fundamentals of shooting and different competitions that are out there. So it's got quite a wide range that we're going to try to cover.
Really exciting and a great opportunity for a lot of people that own firearms in Canada. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing the good news. And we're going to hear a lot more from you, I think, in the days ahead.
You bet. Thanks so much, Rob.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Over the past 25 years, tens of thousands of Canadians have had their firearms taken by no fault of their own through arbitrary reclassifications, paperwork errors, or senseless prohibitions. The government's perfect vision of Canada does not include you or your firearms. Let Canada's politicians and bureaucrats know they do not have your consent. Stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms by joining the CCFR right now at www.firearmrights.ca.
So that will wrap it up for episode 11 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Thanks, Jeff Coyle from Wild TV, for coming on and sharing the good news about the CCFR having their own television show on cable. Huge news for sports shooters. Never before in Canadian history have sports shooters had their own show on a cable channel. And this just, that's just enormous for the sport and all the people that engage in those sports, and bringing shooting sports, including handguns and black rifles, God forbid, into the mainstream. It is a legitimate sport, and it's about time that people that engage in that in these types of activities are recognized as such. So really, really great news for gun owners. Thanks, Tracy Wilson, for coming on and having a chat with me about the ins and outs of interviewing. And just stay tuned. There's actually more news coming from the CCFR, maybe before the holidays or maybe just shortly thereafter. Thanks, everyone, for your support, and we'll see you next time.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.